Exactly.
Yeah, it's sort of an interesting, you know, and it has gone back to those roots with, you know, there was a well-known, or well, subculture well-known YouTube channel called Hazuki no Yume that fan subbed a lot of Vocaloid stuff, and that disappeared due to some...
There was like some producer issues. Drama, right?
Yeah, some... if I recall correctly, an English cover artist used their work and monetized it, and there was a kind of shit fit over that. And as well, they had somebody talking shit about them on Japanese Twitter, and copyright striking their videos with no kind of communication, and they just kind of got shafted a bit by YouTube system and decided to
YouTube system is fucking garbage.
Yeah, good old three strikes and you're out, even if the strikes are bullshit.
Yep.
But much more recently, that fan subber, I guess, Hazuki no Yume, has returned to YouTube and is producing subs, I guess, and translations. So it is kind of, and as well, a lot of the bigger names in the scene, VG Person, Descent Subs, people who translated and were known for translating in the community, those names have kind of stepped back and they're doing other things, or they've just completely kind of forgotten about.
It's so appropriate that, like, Sora no Woto music is playing in the background as we discuss the, like, remnants of an old scene that isn't really around anymore.
It is a little, yeah.
It's all appropriate. I mean, honestly, yeah. Like, I kind of knew that the Vocaloid scene was done as soon as Future Tone was announced, because that really was clearly, like, Sega having one last big cash-in on Vocaloid. Like, oh, we'll make one last game with everything in it, and that'll be the end. Like, I don't think we're ever going to get another Project Eva game. I think that...
Really?
Yeah, I think that we're not going to ever get one again. If anything, they'll just keep adding DLCs to Future Tone.
You think that ship has sailed?
Yeah, I think so. Because there's not enough new Vocaloid content coming out anymore, and it's not popular enough anymore to merit a whole other game. And I think Future Tone was kind of the, like, intentional swan song of, like, okay, here's every song that was ever in a Project Eva game in one big-ass package. Here's the arcade machine that we can milk on that for as long as we can. And if, like, a couple songs come out that we want, we can add a DLC for it, and that's it.
Yeah, I can see that. Honestly, I'm looking at the dates for Future Tone there. Considering the timing, I almost... Like, I would have agreed with you if we were having this discussion a couple of years, maybe a year or two ago. But personally, I think that there's... maybe there's room for not so much a last hurrah, but a resurge. Because, you know, it's something that started out as a subculture, came into the public view, and then kind of faded away. But much more recently, with things like the Hatsune Miku 10-year anniversary, there were a lot of old producers that I had honestly thought myself had just kind of gone to ground. They were really coming out of the woodwork, putting out a lot of new content quite quickly and kind of working together in that. It's depending on kind of how things go. The community is a lot of people that know each other after all, in the end.
I agree.
It's people that know each other.
Yeah,
and
I think it's a tight knit community. And I hope it happens. I hope we get some kind of cool Vocaloid resurgence. I'm hyped for the new Deco Nina album. Like, I pre-ordered the limited edition of it. Awesome cover. Awesome MV. Have you seen the MV?
The Android Go-On, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, I'm really hyped for that.
Yeah, it's a really big change from some of the older MVs of just a still image with some edits compared to practically a fully animated, you know, 3-minute project. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
With the resources available. Yeah,
Who's your favorite? Okay, you know what? What's your favorite album for Vocaloid?
I have always been a YouTube music